I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if this is true. Like, I know you lived with Gio, and I know you lived with Monzi, and I know you guys had different lifestyles and doing your own thing at times, but I'm sure there was crossover. You guys had fun. I don't think that you and Evan texted each other like, yo, you want to go out tonight or double date? Like, there's no way you guys actually hung out.
No.
If you weren't at a game, you weren't at a bar together or a
I
club.
I don't recall going out with him. I do recall Evan coming over our apartment, and I want to say that he did sleep over. I don't know if we hung out and drank that night or whatever. I don't recall, but I do remember Evan being in that apartment, and I'm pretty sure he stayed over because the memory that I have is it was all late, and this is
just say it. I got to hear this scene. Good. What?
I mean, we were naming random Mets and going around the room.
Naming random Mets.
Like, I forget what it was, but maybe alphabetically, like naming random Mets, and that was it.
Naming random Mets.
I wonder if he remembers that night.
Bob Apodaca.
Yeah, exactly. So then you go Bobby Bonilla. Because I went B. Apodaca, Bonilla.
I'll play. You want to play a little game?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Now you got to go with the letter C?
Yeah.
Chuchu Coleman.
There you go.
How's that, sucker?
Dove, you want to participate in this?
You can't get it.
This is an easy one. The next one.
Dyer, was it the catcher?
Duffy Dyer, yes.
All right,
good
Dyer.
Job,
I
Dope.
Was going Ron Darling myself.
Kevin Elster.
Okay.
Ooh.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
F.
George Foster.
They cut him. They brought back Maz. Yeah. I got you, 86. F, E, F, G.
Yeah.
What was the stork's name? The pitcher, the stork.
We're out. You get 5 seconds.
No, we're not out. What do you mean?
We're on the clock.
Now, could it be the first letter, first name or the last name?
No, last name.
I got a tough one, dude. I mean, G's not easy. Come on, man. Give me a G here.
Bernard Gilkey.
Gilkey.
Jerry Clooney, come on.
Keep going. I like this. Keep going. Keep going.
That was the point.
You lost. You lost.
H. Keep going. H. I want to see how long
Todd Hundley.
But that's a fun game
Todd
to play.
Todd Hundley.
Right?
H. I. Jose Iglesias.
Hold on.
Jose Iglesias.
Kaya Gawa.
You're too good at this. Stop.
Kaya Gawa was where I was going to go with that one.
Kaya Gawa. He was.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Didn't Kaya Gawa?
I got it mixed up.
Shinju.
No, that dude
with the orange hair.
See, you messed me all up here. The game was over. I got it mixed up. Who was the lefty?
Shinju.
Who was the lefty that was carrying around the...
Where did Shinju come from?
Who was it? Daesung Koo? Maybe I got that mixed up with Kaya.
H-I-J. Al Jackson, lefty pitcher. My dad faced him at the Mets fantasy camp.
You already
took
lost.
Him deep.
We lost. You blew the game.
But I'm going to make amends. I know I already lost. H-I-J.
Maybe
K. Tomorrow.
No, it's over. That's it. It's over.
Koosman.
Who?
Jerry Koosman.
So that's what
Koosman,
we did.
Koosman. Right, there you go.
One more call before we break. Al is in Queens. What's up, Al?
You know, I don't. All I know about Evan is what I hear through the radio. And I get the sense he's kind of an awkward, weird guy.
Not weird.
Okay. Well, again, that's the way a lot of you guys describe him. So I'm just, I don't know him. So I'm just going based off what people describe. I mean, he wears shorts, basketball shorts all
the bird bath. That's he's unique. Yep.
Okay. So I'm actually calling to defend him. You guys, the guy buys pizza. He doesn't buy enough pizza. He makes amends. You guys rip them for like 20 minutes before his show. Then he's offering tickets to somebody who may want them, and you guys are ripping him for that because he didn't act the right
way.
Not
you guys, Sal. I'm not ripping him. I'm protecting him.
No, because you're right. Heart's in the right place, good generosity. But remember, this stems from I didn't have an issue with him asking. He took issue with the way that I responded to the question. That's my issue.
But try to put yourself in his shoes, in all fairness. If I'm asking you, hey, do you want to come over Saturday night with the family? What are you making?
Yeah, well, that's what I would say is who else is going? What do you mean? Who? What
exactly,
do you?
But that's rude. Uh-huh. That's rude.
So you're on Team Evan.
There was a whole Larry David Kirby enthusiasm about.
Hey now.
Okay.
Wait, you going?
I don't remember. I don't say that again, Al.
No, Larry David has talked about that when I think he's.
Oh yeah, you're going right. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay, and thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Wait, did I just confuse Larry David and Larry Sanders? I might have. Either way,
yeah, that's fine.
I think I did.
You did.
I did.
Yeah. Take the L on that one too.
0-2, rough day. Yes. Yes.
I also could say that it was rude asking somebody to go to the game the night of just a few hours before. That's the counter. Now, I'm not saying I took it that way.
You could, and you have, and the counterpoint is maybe you shouldn't.
You like that game that we were playing, though.
You know, yes, you know why I like that game? That actually brought me back to college. We used to play that game. Like, we didn't really go we didn't travel too often on airplanes. Like, we'd go down for our spring season, like, to North Carolina, Duke, NC State, play those teams, get destroyed. Sometimes we would bust, sometimes we'd fly. But what we would usually do, like, if we're playing Iona, now we're up at Marist, Iona or Siena or Fairfield or a team like that, we would take buses or nice vans, multiple vans. You know, and to kill the time, we would play the name game. But we had a little twist. So say if you said... give me any ball player.
Ron Darling.
Ron Darling's good. I can obviously say Dan Pasqua but what I could also do is say Danny Darwin. If you can come back with the doubles, so if you say Ron Darling, I'm looking for something that begins with the letter D. If my mind is moving fast, I'm going Danny Darwin, former pitcher, I believe, for the Rangers and some others.
Yeah.
And then now the onus is on you to come back with another double from the D's. If you can't, you're out. So if somebody's like, oh, Mickey Morandini, Mickey Mantle, like you
seems
you have
a little
to
more
go
complex quick. That way.
Well, it is because we were smart because we went to Marist.
Oh, you couldn't come up with a G for the Mets. So much for that Marist education. All right,
by the way, the I was it Kazishi? Was that the guy you're thinking
of? Maybe. I screwed that one up. I was thinking lefty reliever. I think of Daesung Koo.
I honestly want to play this game again.
We'll play it during the break. All right, BT Sal. Well, invite Evan over for a sleepover, and then we can all play this game.
That's number 9,322 on the list. Hey, Evan, you want to sleep over?
Yeah, we'll get back to the calls.
I'd enjoy it, actually.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.